It's time for the emergency break of the week.
You made the best of this test, and that is why. You got to make the choice and decide that now it's time. That choice was unpredictable, but in the end was right. We hope you had the time of your life.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
That's the Denny.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You want me to keep going?
No, thank you. That's great.
Yeah, pal. You're good, pal.
Yeah,
we're good. We're good.
Denny's got shows at 7 and 9 o'clock tonight, and he'll be selling copies of his best-selling album.
Donnie's staring at him. Norm was staring at him. I was like, you want me to keep going, huh?
Norm answered that question for you. I'll tell you that much.
Denny.
Nope.
Appreciate you.
We're good, pal.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right. It is e-break time. And it's brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. This guy's a volume shooter. He shoots a lot. He was brought up in the rant system. And one thing about the rant that I've noticed, the players who come out of there, like Davy Lane or Corby, in this case it's Davy as candidate number one, they fixate on an unfortunate death and they try to introduce it to other segments, even sports segments. And I'm sorry, when I'm getting ready for Joel Klatt, I got my college football pennant, I'm all ready to go. But Davey decided to sidetrack it with asking to get Joel Klatt's thoughts on the very unfortunate death of Liam Payne.
Hi, Joel.
How you guys doing?
Have you had your sit-down with, is it Kurt Cignetti?
Not yet. We will when I get to Bloomington, but I did a chat with Matt Rhule today, so that was good. Got a little insight on the Huskers.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, I don't know if you heard this, but
Liam Payne?
No.
We're not going to tell him about Liam Payne.
Were you a One Direction fan?
Not a chance. He can't even answer. He doesn't know what you're talking about. You don't know who?
I don't. I'm sorry. I'm lost right now.
The band One Direction. Harry Styles. You know who Harry Styles is. So some other guy.
Yeah.
Some other guy in the band dies. Yes, I don't know.
Well, yeah. That's sad.
I know.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want to hear that.
I don't know what Dave's doing there. Just throw a death into a start of a nice college football conversation. Like, what are you?
I thought that's what you were getting.
Well, look, I got a good. There was a death in the Cotton Bowl.
Okay.
How about that?
There
we go.
Awesome.
There we
segue.
Go.
Wow, that is the definition
that's
of an e-break.
True yes. E-break there, right
I mean,
there. That's a spoke in the wheels.
Dave there. The guest was speechless.
Yeah.
The hosts were trying to figure out how to handle this. That was the definition of an e-break.
And it was completing a Bob sentence, too, which is
it's one of my favorite
around here. Yeah. All right, one more time.
Hi, Joel.
How you guys doing?
Have you had your sit-down with, is it Kurt Cignetti?
Not yet. We will when I get to Bloomington. But I did a chat with Matt Rhule today, so that was good. Got a little insight on the Huskers.
I like it. Like it a lot.
Well, I don't know if you heard this, but
Liam Payne.
No,
we're not going to tell him about Liam Payne.
But, were you a One Direction fan?
Not a chance. He can't even answer. He didn't know what you're talking about. You don't know who?
I don't. I'm sorry. I'm lost right now.
The band One Direction. Harry Styles. You know who Harry Styles is. So some other guy.
Yeah.
Some other guy in the band dies. Yes. I don't know.
That's sad.
I know.
Yeah, of course
I don't
want to
hear that.
I don't know what Dave's doing there. Just throw a death into a start of a nice college football conversation. Like, what are you?
I thought that's what you were getting.
Well, look, I got a good. There was a death in the Cotton Bowl.
Okay.
How about that? There we go.
Awesome.
There we
segue.
Go.
And then the rant acting innocent. Oh, I thought that's what you
I
were getting.
I thought I was
to.
Just trying to help you, Bob. I don't know.
You brought him up well, that Davy Lane, who is candidate number one. Candidate number two, we'll throw in Gordon Keith from the Morning Musers.
I protest.
It's one of those moments that you hope someone's listening to the station for the first time. as Gordo's telling you about one of our fine sponsors, and then this really strange dismount.
0% for 72 months. That is absolutely unheard of. Check out all the details on their website, CrestCars.com. Crest Infinity, located at 121 and the tollway in Plano. That is Crest Infinity. Crest Man, why aren't you saying anything?
I don't know. Just hanging out, man.
So you're performing halftime at the Thanksgiving game?
What? What are you talking about?
Crest Infinity.
Drums breakfast.
It's just the strangest ending. And he was that character, Crest Man, was not even looking at you. I don't know why you brought him into the conversation.
Because I love him. I was trying to get him some tape, you know, for his reel.
He doesn't have a reel.
Oh.
All right. Odd Gordo dismount is candidate number two. Candidate number three. This guy's fast becoming one of the strangest guys at the ticket. That is Matt McLaren. And one of his strange habits is making odd noises with his mouth or his throat or something. They sometimes can't figure it out on the invasion. And I appreciate him bringing up what Troy Aikman had to say yesterday on our show when they brought it up on their show. And listen to this weird noise that totally stopped down the invasion.
Knows the organization,
yeah.
Of course, knows Jerry and the structure very, very well. Knows the league very, very well. Well, Troy was on with the Musers this morning, and I thought he had something very interesting to say, because as we grope and look for answers here, trying to figure out what is going on with the Cowboys, I think we both keep going back to...
What?
That was like a pop.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't know what that one was. That was so high frequency. I think every dog just went like, what?
My vocal cord might have just popped. I don't know.
Did your tiny esophagus just pop?
Yeah,
what was that?
It was interesting. So Troy this morning...
We talked
about
morning.
The shortcomings of the offense quite a bit.
Thank you.
The offense has
okay,
helped.
Yeah. And it does just sound like he's doing the...
Yeah.
But he thought it was like back in his throat. I don't... That's how loud that is.
Hmm.
All right, one more time.
Knows the organization.
Yeah.
Of course, knows Jerry and the structure very, very well. Knows the league very, very well. Well, Troy was on with the Musers this morning... And I thought he had something very interesting to say, because as we grope and look for answers here, trying to figure out what is going on with the Cowboys, I think we both keep going back to...
What?
That was like a pop.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know what that one was. That was so high frequency. I think every dog just went like, what?
My vocal cord might have just popped. I don't know.
Did your tiny esophagus just pop?
Yeah,
what was that?
It was interesting. So Troy this morning.
And you're telling me that wasn't his tongue popping. He claims it was not a...
I think he... Like
may have
that.
Been a glottal stop or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How funny.
And then when he starts going on, you know, like a rant, do you guys just wait now for him to make some sort of crazy noise in between sentences?
There's a whole song for it. It's not even a rant. It's just when he talks.
Just when he talks. All right. Those are your three candidates. Is it Davey? Is it Gordo? Or Matt? 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, Triple Fake, Sergey Zubov. Give me Gordo, and Halloween is overrated.
Thank you, and thank you.
You're wrong.
That is a terrible Sergey Zubov.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
And in today's Lonesome Dove quote, don't you remember me, Jake? Used to buy me hard candy, and he gave me my first ride on horseback. And cruising the votes for Gordo.
Newt, played by Ricky Schroeder.
Mm. And in the book, that quote is found on page 2,407.
No, it's not that far into the book.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, guys. I'd like to responsibly vote for Gordo.
Well, Gordo off to an early lead here.
Thank you for knowing that.
Thank you for calling. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning, Musers. I would like to vote for Gordo, and you guys have a blessed day.
Boy, man, you are off and running here. Just one vote away. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, are we still voting for the scattershot of the week?
Yep.
Nice. Give me Gordon Harvey Oswald for the win.
Whoa! 5-0, the great Gordo.
What
an
upset.
Clearly, Davies is the bigger E-break.
Yeah, that's a classic E-break. Perfectly executed. Flustered Bob, the whole thing. But Gordo wins.
0% for 72 months. That is absolutely unheard of. Check out all the details on their website, crestcars.com. Crest Infinity, located at 121 and the tollway in Plano. That is Crest Infinity. Crestman, why aren't you saying anything?
I don't know. Just hanging out, man.
So you're performing halftime at the Thanksgiving game?
What? What are you talking about?
Crest Infinity.
Strange ending to a live spot. People do love to vote for Gordo, and he wins 5-0. How many is that?
That is Gordon's 103rd career e-break. He is now 34 behind the all-time leader, Norman. Where are you getting your energy, Hitzkus?
All right, way to go, Gordo.